Get the latest sports in 1 hour. It's Crunch Time, weekdays from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m.
I hope you're ready. It's that time.
This is going to be cool.
Climb aboard for the radio ride known as Sports Talk.
A day that will live in sports radio infamy.
Brought to you by Guarantee RV.
We're talking the big deal, the real deal.
On Highway 99 in Junction City. Online at GuaranteeRV.com.
I am not only drinking the Kool-Aid, I'm the manufacturer.
I am losing my mind.
Shannon, it might be semi-circle time.
Hi, I'm Steve, and, well, I brought a list.
And now, a guy with tons and tons of issues.
Yeah, I kind of do have issues.
And broadcasting them, searching for answers.
Yeah, what the hell are we doing?
It's Steve Tannen.
Well, if you insist, we're going to do sports talk.
I'm sorry I took the money. I'm not sorry.
Welcome. Tuesday. Pre-Thanksgiving Tuesday, man. Me like you. Holiday season. Days off. Holidays. People that I actually like. All six of them. Yeah. A year and 4 months ago, August 2nd, 2018, my granddaughter came into the world, and that made six people I like. And growing! So,
close seventh, me?
You're pending. So, I do this every year. First of all, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yes, geek out. Totally thankful for all your support. By the way, last night was so fun at Guarantee. They had a big bet pregame tailgate party and a lot of foods, a lot of beverage, a lot of folks came out. Some really great prizes. I always appreciate the A-plus hospitality and longtime support of Shannon and the folks at Guarantee. But so people are coming by as like not only just saying hello and, you know, enjoy the show. What do you think of this? Talking about the Civil War. But like six or seven different people came by during breaks because it was starting at 5 o'clock. And they're like, are you going to be OK? The Junction City marching band is going to be playing. And like there, in like the next room, you know, with glass windows, it wasn't sealed. And I'm like, fortunately, with the headsets we have, once they're on, I explained to somebody, you could shoot at me with a shotgun, and if you don't hit me, I probably would be okay. I really didn't notice. And then they start belting out the duck fight song and then the bee fight song, and it was freaking awesome. Anyway, so what's the major story in sports right now? I'll tell you. Every year when this list comes out, the thing that surprises me the most, and I've said this before, who is not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame? I mean, you got Troy Polamalu, Reggie Wayne, and Patrick Willis are first-year eligible. Previous finalists, Tony Boselli is in the conversation of the best offensive lineman like ever, and he didn't get in on the first ballot. It is so hard. You know, you look at some really good players. Darren Woodson. How the hell is Darren Woodson not in the Hall of Fame? Isaac Bruce, member of the greatest show on turf. Really in the case of Boselli, it's best tackle. If people ask you like who the best guard ever is or of his generation, man, Alan Faneca was a badass those years with the Steelers. Couple of years, he moved to the Jets later in his career, and he made those idiots good and was an all-pro. And again, when I know for most of you, you're like, duh, but there are some people who aren't diehards and have lives, unlike a lot of us. And the difference between making a Pro Bowl, in essence, an all-star team in the NFL, being an all-pro, where they decide, you know, There's a quarterback, two running backs, three receivers, two guards. I mean, it means you're the best of the best of the best. I mean, he was an AP All-Pro or a Pro Football Weekly, which are usually the most recognized. So he was an AP All-Pro 6 times. And he's not in the Hall of Fame just yet. What do you guys think? Polamalu, first ballot guy?
First ballot Hall of Fame hair alone. The hair alone, Steve.
Yeah, but our buddies with our buddy, Justin Myers. Yeah, you know, the problem with Troy is he ended up missing a lot of time. I mean, in 07, he missed 5 games. He missed 11 games in 09, a couple the next year, 9 in 2012. And his last year, he missed 4 games. So, 10. So that would have been 160. So of 192 possible games, he missed about 35. That's notable, but that dude had the spectacular gene, and they were really good when he played. He's in 15 playoff games.
I mean, number 10.
What the hell does that even mean? Oh, they're doing the countdown.
What does the countdown numbers mean, Steve?
It means that it's a segment I used to do that I don't do anymore.
Right. The 10 and 10, the thing that you did twice that you're like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to remember.
I forgot.
It's the only reason why we have the numbers.
I totally forgot I even did that. How silly is that?
Then you kept saying, and guys, I did a 10 and 10 today, and I would sit here and I'd be like, let's see if Steve remembers to do the 10 and 10.
I was you maybe didn't. 20%.
You didn't.
By the way, of those years, Polamalu,
number 9,
6 times an All-Pro. So Penn State is 10, Baylor is 9, and so Oregon's going to, did they do that whole deal yet? Did we see where Oregon was?
14.
They dropped from needing a win and a win to be in to 14, and I'm out of the contest. So if I had to go through this list and just, I don't want to just do in, out. Carl Banks, by the way, kind of Lawrence Taylor's Sundance kid to Butch Cassidy. He was a bad boy. Minnesota.
Number 8.
All right, Hamilton. Rondé Barber. How about Clay Matthews, the elder Clay Matthews? You know, I don't know that a guy like Richard Seymour got his due as just a devastating lineman. I mean, he went to UGA. He was the number 6 pick in the 2001 draft. And by the way, now Minnesota is 8. And the next one on our countdown is
number 7.
Oklahoma, where the wind goes whipping down the plain. I don't know if I would call Seymour a Hall of Famer. He was a dominant player for a short stretch. Then when he went to Oakland, he kind of got lost and his productivity dipped. And the thing with him is he was kind of a tweener. They would move him around. At times, they would have him play end. Sometimes in those early years in New England, I mean, their first Super Bowl team, I think I remember him actually playing on the nose in the 3-4. So he was versatile. He was terrific. Hall of Famer. It's an interesting call there. Steve Atwater. I'll be perfectly honest with you. I read that he wasn't in, and I was like, really? I mean, that guy was Ronnie Lott-like. I mean, he played free safety. He was a big, big hitter. You know, he was on those Denver teams who won back-to-back Super Bowls. He retired at 33 after playing a season with the Jets because he decided, what has my life come to? I'm on the Jets. and he was probably mocked. But seriously, first team All Pro in 90, 91, 92, 93, 5, and 6. Yeah, he was a fantastic player. And you couldn't, by the way, Ohio State jumped to one, like we insinuated.
I can't
flat out say that I predicted it, but I, you know what I did? Didn't I ask with the LSU playing a garbage team like Arkansas and Ohio State playing a team that's now, even despite a loss in the top 10, would TOSU jumped?
I agreed with you, and then I said adding Chase Young back to their team, showing how dominant he is and how good he is and how much better the rest of the defense is with his return, it's really not that much of a surprise that the 2 weeks he was gone, Ohio State was number two, and Chase Young comes back, and they're back to number one.
And LSU tumbles to number two.
Number two.
All right, 284-8571, the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. I just got a text. Somebody said on Facebook that I was reporting Barry Sanders passed away. It didn't happen. Please stop. I said we were talking about Frank Gore, who last night passed Barry Sanders, and I didn't phrase it properly. I said, with the passing of Barry Sanders, and I started to elaborate on Frank Gore's place in history.
You took a pause, and you were like, so what else happened? Oh, yeah. With the passing of Bernie Sanders by Frank Gore this week as the number three all-time rusher, you took like what felt like a 19-minute long pause between with the passing of Barry Sanders. You spoke like Yoda. Like, grammatically, English teachers would have taken that sentence, ripped it up, and fed it to you and said, never do this again.
Now somebody's
texting.
Active
voice. Active voice, Steve.
Somebody texted, Bernie Sanders is dead? We gotta stop here. It's like the Eddie Izzard routine about Engelbert Humperdinck. But anyway, as far as I know, Barry Sanders is fine.
We don't know that now.
No. Well, I would imagine, God forbid, something happened to a Hall of Famer that we all know, it probably would have made the rounds. They have this internet thing now that has the tendency to spread information. By the way, Utah did replace Oregon at six. We actually had this right, but to be perfectly honest with you, it wasn't really hard to get this top six right. Oregon dumps, Utah replaces, Bama on the outside now, Clemson still at three, LSU and Ohio State flip-flop, and Ooga, Jerry, Ooga! The Bulldogs slip in at number four. Number four!
Oh, yeah, I have to.
All right, 284.
Number four!
284-8571. And, by the way, Trailblazers. Remember, when the Blazers signed Carmelo Anthony, I told everybody, and nobody wanted to listen, he will be a perfect fit and they will easily win the NBA title and sweep all four rounds. Seriously. They won at Chicago. He played well. I like the fact that he's already taking more shots than both the guards. And he must look at them. He's like, you realize that's my deal, right? Don't be looking at me like you're open on the perimeter. I've got the ball inside. I'm shooting. But, hey, 10 of 20. If you're going to be Chucker Johansson, make half. 4 of 7 from downtown. 8 rebounds, by the way. And his career high, 2 assists. No, he's had more than that. But, and I'll tell you what. Only turned it over twice. And they rolled, by the way, 117-94. They're off tonight. They host OKC tomorrow night. But the bottom line is they're 6-12. I think they're coming back. That was a pretty difficult road trip. But, as he becomes more integrated into Stotts' rotation and their style of play. I mean, if he's healthy, we know the dude can score. But I'd be very curious, almost like I want to make a note of this and just allow the first two games, you know, you play, you practice, there were injuries, and like kind of pick it up as if this was almost his first game as a Blazer, because if you look and listen to what Stotts has been saying, he felt like really after the two games and the practices that he was more suited and had made the type of progress already that would have lent itself to assuming he could score now, and that he felt comfortable with him in there in that role last night. Somebody asked, is Carmelo Anthony a Hall of Famer? You know, bless. I would say yes, and the NBA is a really, really different animal than MLB and NFL in the way they elect their Hall of Famers. Man, it's a lot about salary. It's a lot about numbers. And you're talking about a guy who's been a scoring champ. His career average, even though it's dipped the last 3 years, you know, 25 points a game. That's a lot. There aren't a lot of guys who score 25 points a game over the course of their career. You know, if you look at the Hall of Fame as well, it's the Basketball Hall of Fame. It's not the NBA Hall of Fame. And let me tell you something, that matters. I mean, he was an all-time favorite player of mine, but, you know, Bill Bradley, who was a key cog of the New York Knicks championship teams in 1970 and 73, he is in the Hall of Fame. And let me tell you something, I think he made like two or three All-Star teams. He was averaged about 15, 16. But they incorporate what you do in college. Let's not forget, Melo led the Cuse to the 2003 title, his one-and-done season with the Orange. And, you know, if you look at the career leaders in points, he passed last night. No, stop it. I'm not saying he passed anymore. Carmelo Anthony is healthy. He's healthy.
active voice! Carmelo Anthony passed so-and-so. He was not passed by. He did not pass. So, you know, he was not passed upon. He was not passed.
No.
Any other words?
All right. Let me explain why he's going to the Hall of Fame. Kareem Jabbar, Karl Malone, Michael, Wilt, Dr., Moses, Shaq, Dan Issel, Elvin Hayes, the Big E, Hakeem Oscar Robertson, Nick Wilkins, Ice, George Gervin, John Havlicek. Now you're saying, what the hell does that have to do with anything? Those are the ones who've been eligible for the Hall of Fame, who've scored more points than him, and they're all in. So riddle me this. The guys who aren't eligible yet, Kevin Garnett, Pierce, Duncan, Dirk, LeBron, and Kobe, they're all going in too. So when he's finished, if he plays the rest of this year, he will be a top 20 scorer. He may, I mean, if the rest of the year he scores another 700 points, he gets to 20. I mean, he would be ahead of Paul Pierce, just behind Tim Duncan, ahead of guys like John Havlicek. So, yeah, I don't really think it's there's a lot of doubt there.
Gold medals, too.
Not that they incorporate all that. I mean, that's one of the reasons Ginobili's going to get in, because of his international status, as well as the 87 titles he won with the Spurs. All right, 284-8571, the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. Let's bring in Ken. Ken, good afternoon. How's it going?
Good, Steve. You know, I just had to call in with the passing of Barry so close to Thanksgiving. You know, talk about the great games that he's a part of. But did you hear that Nick's slip there a minute ago?
No,
guys,
what?
Not only are you breaking news, you guys are spraying it all over the place. Because he said Bernie Sanders. So if Bernie died, that's news too. And you guys are breaking or spraying all sorts of news today. So that's exciting.
No, Ken. So I said somebody texted and joked and said, did Bernie Sanders die?
Oh, Bernie.
Yeah. You know. So that was deliberate. Wow.
Okay, gotcha.
We're confusing a lot of people now.
Hey, but quick thing, so I didn't see the latest. Where does Oregon fall in the rankings now? Where are we on the football playoff rank?
14th, but it doesn't matter because once you're out, you're out.
So outside of there, but I mean, in the next couple of weeks, you know, just a couple weeks in front of us, you know, win the games. The Rose Bowl is very much a thing. If you're not in the top 12, you're not going to get one of the at-larges for a football playoff. So is it kind of Rose Bowl or bust at this point? What are you thinking on that? Or what's, is that the best we can do? Or what's kind of the possibilities that you see laid out for postseason bowl games?
Hey, appreciate the call, Ken. And I'll be perfectly honest, I never even considered them getting an at-large to another major, because that's not going to happen now with two losses. I mean, you know, everybody's been saying that, you know, Alabama's not going to make the playoff, but if they beat Auburn, they're certainly in line for an at-large because they'll be second to LSU, who's number two, and only have the one loss to LSU, who's number two. So they have a much better case than Oregon would. And the bottom line is, Oregon, and somebody, a couple people, I think, got a little confused with the playoff race and the divisions. And so while to most of you, you might think, well, we know that. Not, it turns out not everybody did. Oregon's just, I mean, they're playing Utah or USC. If Utah beats Colorado, Ducks, Utes, a week from Friday, December 6th, down at Levi's Stadium. If Colorado knocks off Utah, Ducks, USC, rematch, December 6th, a week from Friday, down at Levi's Stadium. And if it's Ducks, USC, winner goes to the Rose Bowl, loser doesn't. And they won't get a major. If it's Oregon, Utah, and Utah wins, they still have a shot at making the college football playoff, even though it would have been maybe a de facto playoff play-in game if they both just had the one loss and they were, you know, 4-5, 5-6, or wherever they would have been ranked. But yeah, the bottom line is, I don't see it being realistic that they get an at-large major with the way things have shaken out now, but they're still going to play for a chance at the Rose Bowl. All right, 284-8571. The Oregon Fuel Injection hotline, if you wanted to jump on in. Quick reminder that our friends at Small World Auto, if you're thinking of traveling during the holiday, or if you're, you know, thinking about car maintenance so you don't break down during the holiday and the crappy weather, Small World Auto, 2090 West 11th in Eugene, is a family-owned automotive service center. You can call Marty and his A-plus staff. Their phone number is 228-9774. They've got a terrific reputation, a lot of integrity. They back up the work they do, and they do quality work. So keep up on those scheduled maintenance checkpoints, be it 30, 60, 90,000 miles. Get your oil changed, all that good stuff, and check them out online, smallworldauto.com. Appreciate their longtime support. All right, break time. Let's do that. We'll come back. We'll have an update and more sports talk. We've got a maybe clarify the Pac-12 picture, the national scene now, some NFL, some hoops too, yeah. Coming at you next, 95.3, The Score.
Sports Talk, sponsored in part by Guarantee RV Supercenters, the first and only RV dealership to offer service 7 days a week. Big city selection and country savings. Visit them online at Guarantee.com.
You're going to get nicked up. Dame out of the corner. Good look at three. Good weak side four. Good outside. There's Carmo Anthony to knock down the triple. Pass out of the post. Intercepted by Carmelo. Carmelo gets by Satoransky and finishes strong with a two-hand jam.
By the way, I didn't realize Melo still had that first step. Just took it to the rack and done dunked. 10 of 20. 4-7 from downtown. 20 points, 8 rebounds, couple of assists, and only had 2 turnovers. It's a good game, man. 25 points. You're coming with me, McCollum, with 21. Damian, 13 points, but 12 assists. And Blazers, you got to roll, roll, roll. You got to thrill my soul. All right. take out the Bolsta Bears. And you got that going for you, which is nice. 284-8571. LeBron James. You guys heard of him? Well, I guess it would be somewhat remiss if I didn't point out. I wonder if ESPN updated their website to reveal the new standings with Ohio State now 1, LSU 2, Clemson 3. Clemson, by the way. So, if you had your druthers, just forget your loyalty. Forget everything. All healthy. Who do you want to see play for the title? Do you want to see Ohio State with that defense take on LSU's offense? Kind of a classic Big Ten versus SEC. Do you want to see Clemson with a great offense and a great defense take on the Ohio State University or Clemson LSU?
I think Clemson LSU as a semifinal game should probably be the national title game. But the thing is they're not going to drop. They're not going to move Clemson to 1. They're not going to drop them to 4. So they're going to be 2.
They have 3 written all over.
Right. Exactly. It's like Florida State in 2014 into going into the 15 playoffs or whatever you say now. They were just an undefeated team that didn't have a great schedule, and they played in the ACC. Okay, you're undefeated. Enjoy your 3 spot. Like, have fun with that.
It's just what you are.
It's what, yeah. But that team is still really good, and you're like, you're splitting hairs when you start comparing them to LSU and Ohio State. And honestly, the resumes of Ohio State and LSU are a lot better. And I don't know. Clemson's got 3 written all over him either way.
I'll tell you what, though, what makes it interesting, because now the teams who are currently 1 and 2 are like, we better get 1 because we sure as hell don't want to play Clemson in the semifinal. And then, you know, if we survive that, have to draw somebody else, likely LSU or Ohio State. It's like, the winning the 1 seed now, and it's not a lock. I mean, you know, Georgia's pretty good, especially with the type of defense they have, or whoever might get in there. It's not like getting a bye, but it does seem like 1, 2, and 3 are 1A, 1B, and 1C, and right now 4 is like, you got holes. You haven't convinced us enough yet. 284-8571, the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline, 1-2-3. First 3 people who texted, Ohio State, LSU. And that kind of brings me to my point about what Dabo Swinney was saying yesterday. They never lose. And they're being, and it's not like they're not getting credit. I mean, they're 3. Of course, they're only 1 of the 3 majors that are unbeaten. So, of course, that's the lowest they could be, I guess, as well. But they have not. They have crushed everybody. Blowouts. No fourth quarter, except for that North Carolina game. All right. But they won on the road in conference. It's just, it's amazing how many people are chastising a win. Herm Edwards just, I can't take it anymore. By the way, and the problem with Clemson is, whoever they beat, it's going to be either Virginia or Virginia Tech, is going to have 2 losses in conference, 3 losses overall. So, like Nick said, they're in 3 hell. They're not catapulting anybody. The only thing they could do is lose and maybe miss out. All right, 284-8571, the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. Let's bring in Terry. Terry, good afternoon. How's it going?
It's Kerry, but yeah.
Okay.
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
All right, what's up?
I know you're kind of tired of talking about the past for the Ducks, and you're not a real 8-game or 18 playoff guy. I know that, but since it's coming anyway, and you may not be doing radio at the time, why don't you tell us the path for the Oregon Ducks to become the 8th?
Oh my god,
18 playoff.
Kerry, do you sleep at night thinking this stuff up, or are you?
To you too much. I really do. It just falls into the pattern of my day, and it just kills me.
So, what would Oregon have to do to get in as an 8?
Get to number 8.
All right, I'm going to need a second, and you're going to need some help. So, Maybe we can help each other. I appreciate the call. So first of all, we now have to look at Baylor, Oklahoma. So you got to one of them are going to lose again. So they get back in the conversation with Oregon. Then you have Minnesota, who you want to lose to Ohio State because they're number eight. That would drop them. Then obviously you'd have Oregon beating Oregon State and then beating Utah, which puts them at 11-2. Yeah, 11-2 and in the conversation because if Ohio – so first of all –
Whoa, I'm not even – okay, I have to stop you here. We have to create an 8-team playoff now. We have to assume what is the playoff going to be because the 8-team playoff that people want is all five – Power five. We have to create the system. This isn't just
you
top
win,
8 teams.
And you just made it easier because the conference champion would get in. So what are we going to have to do to get in?
No, there. So you've got your five Power Five conference winners. You've got the best group of six team is literally your sixth team in, and you have then two
at large.
At largest.
But according to what Kerry said, the answer is. They would just have to win the conference championship game,
because right.
then they're in as the Pac-12 representative. It's
easy
actually
enough.
An easy question because you got it right. When they do go to eight, if they do, that's going to be a qualifier.
When they do.
Well, I say if because I'm looking at things in like a two-year block because 2 years from now, I'm going to be on a beach somewhere playing golf, hanging out. Betting on games
November
and going to
golf?
The track. Yeah, it's going to be a warm beach. It's not going to be in Eugene. So, to make it as simple as that, if there were an 8-team playoff, I don't think there's any doubt that would be so conference champs are ever left out. That's why I don't like 8. That's why 4 is perfect.
8, though, is an aesthetically pleasing number.
8's annoying. Except for Yogi Berra, 8's an annoying number.
Steve Young.
8 men out. 8 is enough.
Lamar Jackson are some Hall of Fame quarterbacks to wear number 8.
He just threw
Joe
Lamar
Pavelski,
Jackson in
the great 8. Alexander Ovechkin as well.
Yeah, 8's a good number.
8's a fantastic number.
I find
number.
It annoying.
You throw a
somehow.
1 in front of it. You got Peyton Manning. You throw a 2 in front of it. Buster Posey. These are all objectively
first
perfect people.
Hall of Famers.
Objectively perfect people.
All right. 284-8571. You got to be kidding. Oh, never mind. I thought that Heather Dinich of ESPN just threw up what an 8-team playoff would look like. Her story is just what the playoff and New Year's Six bowl games would be today. All right, I'd be like, that was posted 2 minutes ago. That would be absolutely the biggest coincidence in the history of sports radio.
But the 8-team playoff would just eliminate the need for the rankings show, right? Because you would just assume...
Would the group of five always be in that?
You would want to, right? I don't know, because they're already getting excluded now. If UCF can literally claim a national championship because they were the undefeated team, they're going to want to be involved. Or they're going to just branch away and they're going to go to CBS or Fox or NBC or whoever and be like, hey, let's do our own playoff with our teams and we'll have a group of six playoff because the Power Five doesn't want us to play at the big kids table.
You know, I didn't realize... something she wrote here. The Rose Bowl is guaranteed the Pac-12 champ. We know if they're not in the playoff. So if Ohio State, what I am calling the likely Big Ten champ, then Minnesota, as the next highest ranked team, would go to the Rose Bowl. So
unless they lose to Wisconsin, then it'll end up being Wisconsin going.
Right. Right. And by the way, that is a fact. Wisconsin, even though they've got two losses, they're playing Minnesota at TCF Bank in Minneapolis. If they win, they're tied, but they got the head-to-head. So Minnesota needs to win and hopefully, I mean, they're not out of the playoff picture because they could be, they're not going to, but I guess they can technically beat Ohio State and be a one-loss Big Ten champ and then start playing the insane game that we've been playing with Oregon for the last 3 weeks. So, yeah. Kerry just sent this into a tailspin.
But there wouldn't be a need, like, you wouldn't have if you have the 18 playoff where you have your defined number of teams that get in, and basically they have to check boxes that are requirements to be included, you don't need the playoff show to rank teams, right? You would have you would use the AP poll to determine the rankings and the seedings of teams like they used to, but then would you have a playoff ranking that was just ranking the teams that check
all
the
boxes? Well,
there
has to be a ranking because you take the highest ranked team from the group of five.
Right. But the AP poll can do that,
be Memphis.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, because Memphis is 18.
What about Cincinnati?
Cincinnati, 19. Oh. Boise State, 21. And at 25, Appalachian State.
Oh, put them in the playoff, man.
So, wow. Yeah, that was kind of an interesting, albeit somewhat disturbing, path that Kerry sent us down. And by the way, Kerry, way to not give up on Oregon getting into the playoff. Living in the world of hypotheticals, in the course of human events, which I think we're locked in through at least 2023 to this current system, and Hancock and the powers that be per George Schroeder are like, there's not even a discussion happening now.
It's not that long away, though. You're thinking 2 years from now you're playing golf.
Yeah, but it's
that's
all this year, all next year, all the year after, all the year after, and all the year after that.
You count this year as gone. You've got one more class of freshmen and seniors that get to go through college before you get to talk about the great 18 playoff. And then how soon do we go
next
to 16?
Next year, freshmen.
Then how soon do we go to 16, Steve? Then Oregon, with their loss, is still in the playoff.
They have four full, like, next year's true freshmen. So it's the class of 2021 freshmen might get to play in the first 18 playoff. Maybe.
So kids who are 14 right now are going to get the chance to play in an 18 playoff.
All right. All that said, wow. All right. I wanted to give a shout out to our friends at the Duck Store, because Thanksgiving weekend, they got some really good sales going on. Already discount Oregon apparel and gifts are an extra 50% off. Polos from Nike, $25. Nike t-shirts, $10. 25% off all Columbia sportswear. Tommy Bahama Hydro Flask. Deals start now at the Duck Store. Learn more online. Go to uoduckstore.com. Selection varies by location. See store details for limitations. All right. Before we get to our break, each week we are talking to our buddy Matt from Two Stories Below Us. So let's get into it, and then we'll be back and wrap up the 4 o'clock hour next, 95.3 The Score. All right, 'tis that time on a Tuesday when Matt from New Leaf Hyperbarics is in, located beneath us. a good holiday week to you, sir. How are things?
Things are good. We're actually super busy this week. Folks trying to get in before Thanksgiving, so...
You know, always, I think, because in radio, you assume there are first-time listeners, so give them the lowdown. I mentioned their 1200 Executive Parkway, where you are in journalism. That's the where. Why don't you provide some of the other W's?
All right, no problem. Just a little clarification on that. Also, we're on the second floor, Suite 230, and then you can find us online at newleafworld.com for those that have a little trouble spelling hyperbarics. We made it easier for folks. As well as Facebook, New Leaf Eugene on Facebook, and then New Leaf Hyperbarics Eugene on the Instagram as well.
Okay. So what do we want to focus on this week? We talked last week about, after the injury to Oregon's Micah Pittman, bone broke. You talked about what the benefits would be. So where do we want to go on this pre-Thanksgiving Tuesday?
Well, just looking outside, looking at the weather and stuff, I thought we'd go a little bit off of sports and go more like with folks having seasonal affective disorder, or folks known as SADS. The hyperbarics helps produce all those good endorphins, as well as the targeted therapy we do with the lights. The blue light really helps with the uptake of the good endorphins and everything, and down-regulates the sleepy stuff, the melatonin, and keeps us more awake during the day since we don't have the natural sunlight. Extra
until
oxygen.
Until May.
Right, if we're lucky. They're talking about snow tonight, and I'm like, no, yeesh. No, let's not do that. So folks, come in, just take a good nap and get some extra blue light in their system and have them more feeling like it's summertime again.
So off our request line, yeah. Somebody wanted to know, and I'm sure it's something you get asked about, insurance coverage, if they wanted to pay a visit and benefit from what you do.
Yeah, that's a great question. We get lots of folks asking us that all the time. So the official answer is for health insurance, there's 15 major conditions that are covered by health insurance, stuff like crush injuries, gas gangrene, the bends, CO poisoning. The most recent one added is sudden onset tinnitus, but it's things you're more than likely going to be in the hospital for, except for maybe like the tinnitus and maybe folks with diabetes that have the non-healing wounds, or maybe you have a non-healing surgical skin flap, something like that. Otherwise, we have really good luck, though, with workman's comp and PIP coverage, or the automobile coverage after a motor vehicle accident.
All right. Good question. Good answer. Again, online, newworld.com. He's Matt. Always good talking to you. Have a great holiday.
Absolutely. You too, Steve.
Hang tight. We'll be back with more sports talk next. 95.3 The Score.
Sports Talk, sponsored in part by Guarantee RV Supercenters, the first and only RV dealership to offer service 7 days a week. Big city selection and country savings. Visit them online at guarantee.com.
Every time I tell you guys that this is the best I felt, you guys kind of get like all right. And then I go out and I'm able to do what I do, but that's how I feel, man. I feel my spring, quick twitch, my mind is sharp, my body is good. I don't know what's going on. Maybe the wine I'm drinking. Keep drinking some more if I'm going to keep doing this.
That's LeBron James. Says wine is helping his game. Tongue in cheek, but my first thought was, well, I should be in like 7 different Hall of Fames. And by the way, as we welcome you back to the home stretch of Sports Talk in the 4 o'clock hour on this pre-Thanksgiving Tuesday, LeBron James is having a stupid good season. You may be able to make the case it's his best season all around. 26 points a game, 11 assists. Dude is averaging 11 dimes per, 7.5 rebounds. You know he D's up. I mean, his last year with the Cavaliers, 2 seasons ago, when, by the way, all this talk of, what's the phrase, load management. It was just 2 years ago. He played every game. He played all 82 with the Cavs, and he won 28-9, and he won. He went 28 points, 9-9, assists and rebounds. That may have been a slightly better all-around year, but this dude turns 35 the next to last day of 2019, plays both ends, runs the floor 35 minutes a night at that level. And, you know, not a comparison, more of a mirror. After Michael Jordan posterized Byron Russell and hit that jump shot to beat Utah, you know, in 1998, he had just turned 35 and then retired. So, I mean, LBJ is all of that. He's getting AD involved. By the way, Anthony Davis, who's playing his arse off, 25 points a game, 3 blocks a game, 9 rebounds, and he is an exceptional passer for a big guy, about 4 assists per game. I don't know, you know, if he's up there with Sabonis and Walton, Bill Russell, as some of the elite pivot men who distributed the ball, but he's really good. I know we dress mainly Blazer fans around here. I like this LA team. There, I said it. All right, 284-8571, the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. Let's bring in Steven. Steven, good afternoon. How's it going?
Hey, Steve Adam. This is Steven Baroni. I want to say to everybody in Oregon, tonight is my last time with the basketball team of the Beacons men's basketball, and then I'm done forever, because I'm moving to Florida with my adoptive parents December 4th. I want to say thank you to everybody including the taxpayers for what they did to people with special needs.
All right, Stephen, you're the man. I don't care where you are. You better keep in touch or I'll come find you.
I want to say go Ducks this week for the Civil War. And I want to say congratulations to Luke Jackson being the Hall of Fame.
All right, Stephen, you're the best. Appreciate it, man. All right, 284-8571, the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. This might be the best text I got all day. I talked about Jordan and the last shot he hit against Byron Russell in the Game 6 in 98. Jordan pushed off. Even the NFL would have called that PI. That's brilliant. When I was at the Rose Bowl, the one against Wisconsin. So we see, and I always forget his name, the guy who plays Phil Dunphy on Modern Family.
Ty Burrell.
And he's standing there talking with Ahmad Rashad. And I'm like, such a dingbat. We should go over there and talk to him. Justin's like, let's go. He really grabs me and pulls me over there. And so we happen to catch eyes with Ty Burrell first, and Ahmad looks at us, he goes, oh, if you guys want a picture with him, I'm like, dude, you're Ahmad Rashad. And I said to him, first of all, because his first year with the Vikings was 75, when they lost to the Cowboys on the Hail Mary. And I said to him, just so everybody needs to know that Drew Pearson pushed off on Nate Wright, and he grabbed me. He was like, I've been trying to tell people that at the time for like 36 years. And then we got a picture of me, and I've got it on I had it for my screensaver for a while. But, you know, every time I kind of think of that, it's a matter of, I was like, well, should I? And Justin's like, what are you, an idiot? Well, just go. What are they going to do? Beat you up? Say no? Like, you know, guys who are career celebrities, yeah, they don't like getting recognized and having people shake their hand and tell them you're a big fan. Yeah, that never goes over well, especially down on the Rose Bowl field. All right, we're just about out of time, which means, ooh, look at that picture. Ooh, they just had a great shot of Namath at Alabama. Alabama. All right, looking ahead to the 5 o'clock hour already. Oh, my God. We got some NFL. The playoff scene is pretty interesting. We've got Civil War talk, your calls, and more coming up next. 95.3 The Score.
I'm not going to be here.